So we're on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. And let's start with Gufa, which will be a little bit of a chazar, the last thing that we did. So that's about 10 lines up from the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis, with the two dots. And as we've said dozens of times, you know, goof always means let's pick up something that was mentioned earlier, but it was mentioned earlier sort of by the by. Now we want to study it head on. Omar Shmuel, Ein ma'arim es hashana b'yom shloshim shel Adar. On the 30th day of Adar, which potentially could be the first day of Nisan, we don't do an Ibur Hashanah. Hoil v'roi l'kovo Nisan. Since the 30th day, assuming Adar was a chaser, was a 29-day month, then the 30th day becomes the first day of Chodesh Nisan. So that's called roi. And we spent some time discussing the concept of roi. Roi means that it has the latent potential. So it has the latent potential. That's called roi l'kovo, to be set up as Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And we had a drasha that we derived from a pasuk last week that there's no such thing as adding an extra month to the year once you're in the month of Nisan. Only Adar lends itself to add another month of Adar. Now the Gemara wants to know, Ibrua Mai, what if the Beis Din went ahead without asking any questions and they violated the halacha and they added an extra month to make the year into a leap year on the 30th of Adar? Would that Ibur be valid or not? Does the Torah recognize the Ibur post facto? Omar Ula, Ein Mekadshin Es HaChodesh. What Ula is going to say is the following, that yes, we can accept and validate this Ibur post facto if it was done on the 30th day of Adar, but only on one condition, that Beis Din was not Mekadesh the Chodesh. They should not actively make a statement or pronounce the words Mekudosh, meaning they shouldn't sanctify that 30th day as the day of Adar Sheni, as the Rosh Chodesh of Adar Sheni. In other words, once that day comes into existence, that 30th day, and it lends itself to becoming Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so as far as the laws of Kiddush HaChodesh is concerned, Nisan, so to speak, has a hold on this day as the first day of the month of Nisan. And again, we had this drasha in the previous sugya of Zeh Nisan V'ein Acher Nisan. So therefore, to take a day that could be Rosh Chodesh Nisan and then declare it as Rosh Chodesh Adar, meaning Adar Sheni in this case, that they're not allowed to do. What they can do is they can notify the public that we're going to add an extra month and it's going to be a leap year, and Memela, by doing so, that 30th day becomes, again, the word here is Memela, meaning automatically, by default, that day becomes the first day of Adar Sheni, because that's when the month has been added. That's the additional month. But they cannot actively declare that this day is Rosh Chodesh Adar, in this case Adar Sheni, right? They can't say this is Rosh Chodesh Adar because this day lends itself to becoming what?
Nisan.
Kidshu B'mai, hold your question just for another minute. But what happens if they went even a step further? Not only did they declare that this is the beginning of a leap year, of an extra month, but they even went ahead and they declared Mekudosh. They said that this day of the 30th of Adar is, we're going to be Mekadesh, we're going to sanctify Mekudosh as the first day of Adar Sheni. So it's bad enough that they violated one prohibition, so to speak. They should not have made this year into a leap year by being ma'abra the shana, because again, Shmuel's principle is ma'abra the shana b'yom shlosh. But worse than that, They even violated the principle that was formulated by Ula that Ein Mekadesh Nisachodesh. They should not have actively been Mekadesh this day as the first day of Adar Sheni. So they violated a double prohibition. Amar Rav, in such a case, Batel HaIbur. Now we're going to put our foot down and we're going to invalidate the Ibur. Why? Because they did a double avera, so to speak. It was bad enough that they were ma'abra the shon on a day that they shouldn't have done so, but moreover they were makadish the day as a new Rosh Chodesh of Adar, when this month is really the month of Nisan. And Rav Nachman Omer ma'ubar u'makudash, despite the fact that they violated both Isurim and they did a double jeopardy here. They not only decided to be ma'abra the Shana when they shouldn't have done so, they were makadish the Yom as Rosh Chodesh when they shouldn't have been makadish the Yom. Nevertheless, post facto, we're going to recognize and validate both the Kiddush and the Ibur. Yeah, Don, you want to say something?
Okay, maybe I'm confusing concepts in my head. If they're allowed post facto to say that it's a leap year, which means there's a Adar Sheni, then the sanctification of the month, that how can that be prohibited? In effect, they made it
correct, but not actively. You know, they can't. It would be like a, so to speak, an insult. That's why I want to explain it now at this point. That it'd be an insult to this day, which is potentially a Kiddush, a day that could be sanctified as Nisan, to go ahead and now sanctify it as Adar, that we can't do. Because that much of Shmuel we have to accept. So Rava's position, based on Ula, is that although Shmuel could recognize and validate the Ibur Shana, but that's only when they weren't Mekadesh that day as Rosh Chodesh. It was automatic, it was understood. But if they actively say those words, which is based on a mission at the end of Rosh Hashanah, Mekudosh, 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 this is day is being sanctified as the new month of Adar, when that day itself lends itself to be the first day in the month of Nisan, that far we're not going to go. And Rav Nachman says, you know what? Even if they did that, and they shouldn't have done that, we're going to still validate both the Kiddush and the Ibur Shana.
So even though they didn't Mekadesh it, it's still celebrated as Rosh Chodesh.
Correct. It would have all the dinim of Rosh Chodesh, but without the Kiddush. That's what we want to omit over here. We want to omit the Kiddush. You may recall that way back when we started the Sugya of Kiddush HaChodesh, back on Daf Yud, we had a possibility that in the case of the 30th day, we don't even have to sanctify the 30th day, because if the witnesses don't come to testify that they saw the Levana B'chidush on the 30th day, it automatically becomes Rosh Chodesh. But nevertheless, there is such a thing as a Kiddush Memela, in other words, some sort of kvius that we determine that this is Rosh Chodesh without an active Kiddush, and then there's an active Kiddush. Amar Rava, Amale Ravler of Nachman. Rava is now going to defend his position that Beis Din went too far if they declared the 30th day of Adar as Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis. He's going to defend that position against Rav Nachman's position, who will allow and validate this Kiddush once it's been done. Michdei is always a word that introduces an analysis. Michdei means let's analyze. Mipuraya from Purim till Pesach, plus in Yomin, we count 30 days hafa. Okay, now why is it significant to count 30 days from Purim to Pesach? And the answer is because we have a rule that before every major holiday in the Hebrew calendar, we have to give a 30-day period to prepare for that holiday. And how do we prepare for that holiday? We study the halachos, exactly. Umipurayu darshinon behilchas haPesach, because of this halacha that already 30 days before the holiday we have to start learning and studying, familiarizing ourselves with all the questions, all the issues that might come up. Obviously in Hilchas Pesach there are a myriad of questions, whether it has to do with kashrin kelim, whether it has to do with chametz, matzah, whether during the time of the Migdash stood, the Karban Pesach, there's so many halachas that we have to study. We begin that process on Purim itself. So on Purim we started already. Wait, we didn't know that Beis Din was going to be Mekadesh the Chodesh on the 30th day of Adar. So already 2 weeks earlier we started learning Hilchas HaPesach. Now once we start learning Hilchas HaPesach, that sends out a clear-cut message to the people that 30 days hence is going to be Pesach. So they mark it down in their calendars. Again, this is before social media. They didn't have Facebook and they didn't have Twitter and all the other things that we have today, right? So when you know, when, once you send a clear-cut message to the people, you have to assume that they mark it on their calendar. This sanya we learned in a brisa, sholim bilchas ha-pesach, kodem ha-pesach shloshim yom. Sholim means the following. There's halacha that if a Rebbe is teaching something, you're not allowed to ask him a question that's not pertinent, that's not relevant to his discussion, to his subject matter. With the exception of sholim bilchas ha-pesach, kodem ha-pesach shloshim yom. With regard to Pesach, and the same thing could apply to Sukkos as well, is that if the Talmud gets up and he has a question, the Rebbe is teaching the sugya of Chazok in Baba Basra, and he has a question about Hilchos HaPesach, we're going to allow him to ask that question. Normally, that would be an absolute no-no, because you're not allowed to distract the Rebbe from what he's teaching. But in the case of 30 days before the Chag, any question that has to do with the laws of the Chag takes precedence. Rav Shimon Gamliel is not willing to go as far as a 30-day period, but rather shtei shabbosos. We're going to allow him 14 days before the Pesach, and we're going to start teaching the laws of Pesach. But now, let's understand. You're telling me, Rav Nachman, that b'dieved post facto, if Beis Din would be ba'abra the Chodesh on the 30th day of Adar, now watch what's happening. We've already begun to learn the laws of Pesach on Purim, a full 2 weeks earlier. Now, what's going to happen in this scenario? You're going to now add an extra month, and you can delay the Pesach and the observance of Pesach by a full month, by adding an extra month to the calendar. V'chimati resh yarcha marchakinon leh. Now you're up to what would normally have been Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and instead of 2 weeks down the line bringing the Korban Pesach, right? We've already started learning the halachas 2 weeks earlier on Purim. Now it's time for Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and according to every calendar that's out there, the Jewish people are waiting another 2 weeks to bring the Korban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan. And now you decide to push off the Pesach by a month. Asi lizalzule bechametz. If you do this process of marchekinan lei, you push off the celebration of the commemoration of Pesach, so that's called marchekinan lei, you're marchek, you distance the Pesach by adding another month, is osi, what's going to come out is lizilzule b'chametz. There's going to be a zilzul, a lack of care about chametz, because you've already sent the message that we're just, we started on Purim every day. We learned some of the laws of Pesach. We've already marked the calendar that just 30 days after Purim is going to be Pesach. They've already heard all the drushes and all the limudim, all the public lectures about the Pesach. Now, all of a sudden, they get a knock on the door, and some sort of shliach of Beis Din, some sort of messenger from Beis Din tells us, you know what? The Beis Din decided that we're going to postpone Pesach by another month. They're not going to believe the shluchim. They're going to be so perplexed, they don't know who to believe anymore, because they've already heard all the drushes, they've already got the clear-cut message from the rabbis that Pesach is going to be commemorated in 2 weeks' time, because we're ready for Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So they think that what's called Pesach Bizmano Ba, meaning Pesach is going to come in its proper time, based on the calculation from Purim of 30 days. Now what's going to happen is the following. Some of the people got the message about the Ibur Shana, and they got it from such a reliable source that they relied on it. So when it came for Pesach, according to those who didn't get the they weren't relying on the Shluchi Beis Din. These people who got the word, maybe they were closer to Yerushalayim, so the communications were more crystal clear. They're eating chametz on Pesach. What do I mean they're eating chametz on Pesach? Obviously they know it's not Pesach because they accepted the Ibur Shana. They're very well aware of the fact that we're going to postpone Pesach by another month. But the other people, in their minds, the Shluchei Beis Din are mistaken. They're not believing and relying on the Shluchei Beis Din who are coming with the message that there was an extra month added. They think, that's their mental state, that the 14th of Nisan, which is now, if you accept the Hebrew Shana, the 14th of Adar Sheni, is Pesach. And lo and behold, people are eating chametz. What's going on here? And in the Gemara's language, that's called Asi L'Zilzulei B'Chametz, which is an interesting psychological principle. If you see people that you think are violating the law, that also has an impact on you. Because you see people that you think are, are so-called upstanding citizens, and they're eating chametz, it becomes like a zilzul, and you lose a little bit of that seriousness about chametz b'Pesach. Amalei, Rav Nachman turns back to Rava, and he says, "You know what? I'm not afraid of that scenario. Why? Meidayadi, people will know. Everybody will know. Deshata me'abarta, that there was an ibur shana. Shata means a year me'abarta of an ibur. Bechush bina talia milsa. They realize that the ibur shana" is an enterprise that depends upon many different factors. And one of the most important factors, which is the sugya that we're about to start today, is what's called the tkufa. Tkufa meaning that we make a calculation in terms of the discrepancy between the lunar calendar and the solar calendar, and we realize that because the lunar calendar is lagging behind the solar calendar, that there's a cheshbon, there's a calculation. And we're going to make a calculation on the difference between the solar year and the lunar year. And as a result, Beis Din was ma'aber the shana. They decided that because let's say the equinox is so to speak delayed. That when I say delayed, I mean to say on the in terms of the lunar calendar. The lunar calendar is lagging behind. Is amri. Therefore, they'll say chushbin ahu. It must be some sort of a cheshbin that. The lo solik lu rabbanan ad hashta, that until this point, ad hashta means until this moment in time, lo solik lu, lo solik means they didn't come to any conclusion. They were of the opinion that there's no need for Ibur Shana. But now that we came closer to the date, they realized that there is this discrepancy, and they decided to be Ma'abra the Shana. So the machlokas now between Rava and Rav Nachman boils down to the following. How late in the month of Adar can we validate an Ibur Shana? Both Rav and Rav Nachman agree that on the 30th day of Adar, that's not the appropriate time for Ibur Shana, for a different reason. Not because of Asil Zilzuli B'chametz, but because of Shmuel's principle that of Roy, that 30th day could become Nisan, and if it has sort of vested in it a personality or an air, a ruach of Nisan in it. Therefore, that's not an appropriate time for Ibur Shana. The machlokas between Rav and Rav Nachman is what happens if Beis Din violated this law. They were ma'abar the Shana on the 30th day. They established it as Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis. Should we now accept this? Can the Rabbanan tolerate this? Rav says Rabbanan can't tolerate this situation. It's too dangerous. Why? Because they've already been studying the laws of Pesach, starting with what?
Purim.
They're already in the mode. They've already, as we said before, marked the calendar date of Pesach. And if people are going to start eating chametz on that day, which they think is Pesach, that's going to come to Asil Zilzuli B'chametz. Rav Nachman, from his point of view, is not worried about that. He thinks that every Jew realizes that there are certain cheshbonot, there are certain calculations in terms of the discrepancy between the solar calendar and the lunar calendar that could lead at a certain, even at a late date, to a conclusion on the part of Beis Din, a verdict that there should be, there is a need for Ibur Shana. And now now it becomes clear to them when the Shluchim come around that Beis Din in fact came to a new conclusion based on new calculations, and they decided that it's still time for Ibur Shana, that it will not lead to Zilzul
B'Isr Chametz.
Yeah.
So on an annual basis, for the 2 weeks from Purim till the 30th, everybody's nishtehi nishteher. They don't know what's going to happen.
I don't know about that. I think, Jerry, that we're talking about like an exceptional case. Because again, everybody agrees that the Ibur Shana should take place as early as possible. In fact, we're going to soon see in the next sugya, what's called the sugya of Tkufa, that the Ibur Shana could actually happen a year in advance, so to speak. In other words, already in an early stage, even before Purim, Beis Din could already decide and anticipate that there's going to be such a discrepancy between the Tkufa and the Hebrew calendar. They're not going to keep adding, 90 days to per Tkufa. We'll go through some of the mathematics here. This kind of situation where at the very last moment, and even beyond the last moment, when it comes to the 30th day, they decide to be Marav Lishana, I wouldn't say it's something that, that was common. The question is, in such unusual circumstances, can we rely on the Shluchei Beis Din to convince the people that, in fact, they were Ma'abra the Shana? Okay, now we begin the Sugya of Tkufa. And let's see, do we still have... Oh, this is good. This is good. So we have Tkufa. So let's just see what we have here again. So the equinox, which is called Tkufas Tishrei, is on September 22nd. And that's in the solar calendar. That doesn't change. So that's the solar calendar. We're going to also talk about the equinox of Nisan, which is Tkufas Nisan, and that's on March 20th. And now what we're going to try to figure out is under what circumstances do we have a problem in the lagging behind of the lunar calendar from the solar calendar such that we need to add another month. So let's start with the sugya of Shmuel. Now I just want to point out to you that in our Gemara it says Shmuel. There's another text which we don't have in our Gemara, that's Rav, and that's going to be relevant later on. So I'm just mentioning it up front. Our sugya says Am Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. That's what we have. Okay then. So let's see what happens. Ein ma'abrim es hashana. Okay, now this statement of Ein Ma'arim Es Hashana is a tradition of Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, do we have the place? Second to the last line. Very good. Am Rabbi Yehuda Mishmur. So this is all a tradition of Shmuel in the name of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, meaning this is the way he had received the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. And what we're reading now is Shmuel's transmission of Rabbi Yehuda, which is going to end with the words Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, the last three words on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. And then he's going to tell you the tradition of Rabbi Yossi on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Al. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, again, this is all a version of Shmuel, we'll see other versions of Rabbi Yehuda later on, is Ein Ma'abrim Es Hashana, when is there an absolute need to be Ma'abra the Shana based on Tkufa? Elim Kein Haisa Tkufa Chasera Ruba Shel Chodesh. So what it means is that most of the month of Tishrei has already passed, and we still haven't gotten to what's called Tkufas Tishrei. Right? Tkufas Tishrei, which is, I think it's called the autumnal equinox, if I got that right. Right? Autumn. So that should happen somewhere early in Tishrei. But because the Hebrew calendar is lagging behind, what happens is, already at an early date in Tishrei, we'll see exactly what that date is in just a second, we've already hit the Tkufas Tishrei, and we're not ready yet for Sukkos. And we're going to have to see that Sukkos has to coincide with Tkufas Tishrei. So again, if the Hebrew calendar is lagging behind, Sukkos is going to come out to be too early. That means it's before Tkufas Tishrei, and we're going to see later on from a drush in the Pasuk that Sukkos has to fall in Tkufas Tishrei. Now, how early in the month is too early? That's going to be our question. So if for those of you who like to write things down, this could be the koteret, the theme or the title, the heading of our shiur today. Is how early is early? If the autumnal equinox is too early, what does that mean? How early is it? Okay. So let's just see. Now, we've been speaking about autumn, right? That's Tkufas Tishrei. The Tkufa before that is what's called Tkufas Tammuz, which is the summer period of time, correct? Now, this is called the solstice, and this begins at on the 20th of June, according to the solar calendar. Okay, so now what's happening is that if Tkufas Tishrei is too early, well, let me put it to you another way. I think this would be let me correct myself. This would be a better way of saying it. If what's happening is that Tkufas Tishrei is, let's just see, I'm sorry, let me just get it right. Im Haisa Tkufa Chaseira Rubo Shel Chodesh. So again, translating this literally, and now we're going to try to interpret it and bring it down to actual dates. The Tkufa is Chaseira. Chaseira means that it's continuing. Okay, so if let's start with Tkufas Tammuz, for example, right? If Tkufas Tammuz is just 1 second, Tkufas. Well, you know what? I'm going to work backwards here. Let's just get the dates and then we'll work backwards. Okay, Kama Rubo Shel Chodesh Shisha Sar Yom. Okay, 16 days. So I'm going to need someone to write this down for me. So, Dahainu, Roim Bezdin, Bechodesh Adar, already almost a year in advance, I'm exaggerating, but not by much, they already anticipate Shasida Tkufas Tammuz Lis'acher. Now again, when we say that Tkufas Tammuz is late, correct, is late, that's a misnomer. I mean, there's no such thing as Tkufas Tammuz being too late. What it means that Tkufas Tammuz is too late means relative to the lunar calendar, right? So if Tkufas Tammuz is too late, then the lunar calendar is lagging behind, which means it's too early, if you follow what I mean. So we'll try to clarify this as we go along. Just bear with me. So if Asida Tkufas Tammuz Lis'acher, right, so the solar calendar is now, so to speak, delayed. Everything is off center. L'toch Chodesh Tishrei, Shisha Asar Yom, which means that Tkufas Tishrei is on the 17th of Tishrei. Okay, let's write this down. So Tkufas Tammuz, now, which should have, like, let's say if it was a perfect, so to speak, a perfect sync with the lunar calendar, it would have happened on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, right? But instead, what happens is that Tkufas Tammuz is jumping ahead of Tishrei. Do you follow? Because the lunar calendar is lagging behind. So now the solar calendar is going to, so the transition between Tkufas Tammuz and Tkufas Tishrei is going to be, if you can write this down, on the 17th of Tishrei. Why? Because Tkufas Tammuz, in this case, went past the midpoint of the month of Tishrei, meaning the midpoint of the month of Tishrei would be what day?
16.
The 15th. And if we go beyond that by one day, we're in the 16th. So the Tkufas Tammuz now went all the way as late as the 16th of Tishrei. So when is Tkufas Tishrei going to begin? It's going to begin, according to the Hebrew calendar, on the 17th of Tishrei. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's enough to require Ibur Shana. We don't know why. The Gemara is going to explain why. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag. So Belinetta will come back. But again, just to get the facts on the ground, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if Tkufas Tammuz is delayed, again, I hate to use that word delayed because it's such a misleading word. You can't delay the equinox. The equinox is set. But if it's delayed vis-a-vis the Hebrew calendar in such a way that it coincides with the majority of the month of Tishrei, which means the 16th of the month of Tishrei, which means that the Tkufas Tishrei is going to be on the 17th of Tishrei. So then, in that case, we have a problem. Why? Because we've already commemorated Sukkot before Tkufas Tishrei. Not all of Sukkot, but part of Sukkot. That's going to be what I'm just giving you a little bit of a preview of coming attractions, okay? So we have to make sure that the 15th of Tishrei, which is Sukkot, has to be already in Tkufas Tammuz. Again, here there's a two-day discrepancy. We'll have to see about the 2 days, because then we have to decide whether or not the 17th of Tishrei, which we said, let's say the 16th of Tishrei is going to be, it would just be seated to Tishrei Shisha. So the 16th of Tishrei is going to be Tkufas Tammuz, right? So when it says Rubo Shel Chodesh, it means most of the month of Tishrei has already passed, and we're still in Tkufas Tammuz. So we've gotten to the 16th of the month of Tishrei, and we're still in Tkufas Tammuz. That's not good, because then Tkufas Tishrei is going to start on the 17th of Tishrei. That's too late. So therefore, we're going to add an extra month of Adar Sheni, already anticipating this discrepancy. And now we're going to have an extra month so that Tkufas Tishrei will fall out much earlier, a full month earlier. Divrei Rav Yehuda. Now we turn to the Afshid Gimel Amud Aleph. Again, Rav Osei, for this sugi, you're going to have to bear with me because there are a lot of different shitas. I'm not responsible. I didn't write the text. I didn't write the script. So we'll go through it, and hopefully, you know, the piece of the puzzle will fit into place, but it's going to take a little bit of time and patience. Rav Yossi Omer, Rav Yossi says, no. The fact that Tkufas Tammuz is getting so late that it's already, you know, most of the month of Tishrei has passed, and we're already up to the 16th of Tishrei, that itself would not warrant and justify adding another month. But rather, Echad V'Esrim Yom. So we're looking at the Hebrew calendar, the lunar calendar, Tishrei, the month of Tishrei, and we're already anticipating that the Tkufas Tishrei is going to begin on the 21st day of the Hebrew month of Tishrei. Right? So we're talking about the equinox, and the equinox is going to fall now on the 20th, let's say Tkufas Tammuz would be on the 21st, and then the very next day, which is the 22nd, is going to become Tkufas Tishrei, and it's already the 22nd of Tishrei. And now we have a problem. Why? Because it's already the 22nd of Tishrei. Now, if Sukkot starts on the 15th of Tishrei and it lasts for 7 days, then you have no overlap whatsoever. Does everybody see that? Between Sukkot and Tkufas Tishrei. Why? Because Tkufas Tishrei is going to begin on the 22nd of Tishrei.
Which we said earlier has to be a portion of it in the...
Right, you remember that. Yeah. That's good. Ushneim mikra echad darshu. Both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi come from the same source. They're both interpreting the same pasuk. And this pasuk is in the parsha of Chagas Sukkos, which is in Parshas Ki Tisa. And there the Torah says, in Sefer Shmos, it says, Chag HaSif, Tkufas HaShana. Now, what's going on here is that the Torah identifies Sukkot as Chag HaSif. That's the time when we gather in, we harvest our crops. And it's got to be Tkufas HaShana, which means that Chag HaSukkos, which is the time of collecting our grains, of harvesting our grains, has to fall B'Tkufas HaShana, meaning the new Tkufa of the new year, which is Tkufas Tishrei, not Tkufas Tammuz. So Tkufas Tammuz, which is the summer months, is not a good time for Sukkot, because Tkufas HaShana in this context means Tkufas Tishrei. Now, is the Torah here referring to the day, the Yom HaChag, you know, it says Chag HaOsif, to the day of the Chag? So the answer is no. Why not? Because the day of the Chag is Asur B'Malacha. And it couldn't be described as Asif, as the day of harvest, because there's no harvest on the first day of Yom Tov, it must be referring to Chol HaMoed. Now the truth is that even on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to harvest your crop, but under certain circumstances it's permissible, and that's called Dovar HaAvud, meaning if you don't harvest it, it's going to get ruined. Anyone who has any experience in, even the most minimum experience in growing anything, knows that when it's time to harvest something, if you leave it too long, it's going to be lost. And that happens pretty quickly. So Chol HaMoed is considered a time of Isuf, of harvest, because since it's a Dovar HaAvod, when it comes time for harvest, we're going to allow harvest. So the words Chag HaAsif here referring to Sukkot, but not the first day of Sukkot, but rather the days of Chol HaMoed Sukkot. Now we have a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. How many days of Chol HaMoed have to fall on the new Tkufa, which is called the Tkufas Tishrei? Mar Sover, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Kulei Chag Ba'inan B'Tkufa Chadasha. The entire Chag, meaning from day 2 till day 7, those 6 days have to coincide with the new Tkufa, which is called Tkufas Tishrei. So if Beis Din realizes in advance, again this is in Adar, they're already calculating that Tkufas Tammuz is going to be so late that it's going to fall out in the Hebrew calendar on the 16th of Tishrei, which is Rov Chodesh, which means that Tkufas Tishrei is not going to begin until the 17th of Tishrei. They need Ibur Shana. Why? Because then the first day of Chol HaMoed, which is the 16th of Tishrei, is going to fall in Tkufas Tammuz instead of in Tkufas Tishrei. The first day of Chol HaMoed, which is called Chag HaAsif in the Torah's language, has to fall b'Tkufas Hashana, meaning the Tkufa Chadasha, which is the Tkufa of Tishrei. So, if the Beis Din realizes in advance that Tkufas Tammuz is extending, okay, I use the word delaying as being delayed, again, vis-a-vis the Hebrew calendar, to the 16th of the month, which means that Tkufas Tishrei is not going to start till when? The 17th, Yud Zayin B'Tishrei, that's no good, because the 16th of Tishrei is the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkot, and that day of Chol HaMoed Sukkot, the Torah is saying, has to be B'Tkufa Chadasha, or as the Torah calls it, Tkufa Sashana, which means Tkufa Chadasha, it's got to be in Tkufas Tishrei. So we're going to have to already be Ma'aber the Chodesh, anticipating that Tkufas Tammuz is going to extend until the 16th of Tishrei, which means that on the 16th of Tishrei, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkot, we're still in Tkufas Tammuz, because Tkufas Tishrei is not going to begin until the 17th. Umar Sover, Rabbi Yossi understands, Miktsas Chag Be'inan B'Tkufas Chadasha. What the Torah is saying is that one day of Chol HaMoed has to coincide with the Tkufa Chadasha, with Tkufas Tishrei. So now let's see what happens according to Rabbi Yossi. If Tkufas Tammuz continues until the 21st of Tishrei, which means that Tkufas Tishrei is going to coincide with the 22nd of Tishrei, then we're in trouble. Why? Because then what we have is that the 22nd of Tishrei, 1 second, let's just see, the 22nd of Tishrei is 5 and 2 is 7, is what? Is that's going to be, just 1 second, if the Tkufas Tammuz is going to extend till the 21st, so Tkufas Tishrei is going to begin when? On the 22nd of Tishrei. So that means, so what's going on over here? So why is then Yom Echad Shal Chol HaMoed? What? Say it again. We
22nd will be Shmini Atzeres already. All of Sukkot will be gone.
Oh, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. So the 21st is the last day of Chol HaMoed.
Right.
Okay, so that's 5, just 1 second, 5 and 2 is 15, and 2, and if we add 7 to 15, I don't get it. When you add 7 to 15, you get 22, right?
Here's a calendar.
Yeah, it says 16 is counted.
Oh, so where's the 15? Oh, Chagas Sukkos is 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. And this is what? This is the last day of Chol HaMoed?
No, that's already Shmini Atzeres.
No, I'm saying Chaf Aleph.
Yeah, Chaf Aleph is the last day.
So I'm saying Chaf Aleph is the last day of Chol HaMoed. Yeah. And now Chaf Aleph is still Tkufas Tammuz, which means that Tkufas Tishrei is going to begin on what? On the 22nd of Tishrei. 22nd Tishrei is already Ois Sukkos. It's no longer Sukkos. Shmini Atzeres is a regular Bifnei Atzma. So let's just again review. Everybody, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, are deriving this need for Ibur from the same Pasuk, which is teaching us that Chaga Asif has to fall in the new Tkufa, which is Tkufas Tishrei. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it means the entire Chag from the first day of Chol HaMoed and on has to fall in the new Tkufa. Now, if Tkufas Tammuz extends till the 16th, which means that the first day of Chol HaMoed is in Tkufas Tammuz, so then according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have a need for Ibur Shana, because that's not a good situation. You're going to start Tkufas Tishrei on the 17th of Tishrei, then you've already left out one day of Chol HaMoed from, right, the first day of Chol HaMoed, which would be the 16th of Tishrei, is in Tkufas Tammuz. So far, so good. Then Rabbi Yossi says, no, all I need is Miktas Chag B'Tkufa Chadasha. So all I need is one day of Chol HaMoed. If on the other hand, Tkufas Tammuz would extend until the 21st of Tishrei, which means that Tkufas Tishrei is going to begin on the 22nd of Tishrei, well then, we've already hit the last day of Chol HaMoed on the 21st of Tishrei, correct me if I'm wrong, and therefore all of Chol HaMoed has fallen into Tkufas Tammuz, and that's not good. Now the Gemara tries to clarify. Maika Savri, the Gemara now has another issue. What is the status of the day of the Tkufa itself? Ika Savri, if Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi are of the opinion that Yom Tkufa Gomer, that we count the day of the Tkufa as the last day of the previous Tkufa, because somewhere during that 24-hour period, you know, the Tkufa happens, the equinox, so there's part of the day that really belongs technically to the previous Tkufa. So that's called Yom Tkufa Gomer. That the day of the Tkufa itself belongs to the previous Tkufa, and the new Tkufa only begins the next day. So the Gemara says, if that be the case, then Balav Hachinami, then even if Tkufas Tammuz is not so late, it's still not going to work out. Lo leman diomar kulei chag iko, v'lo leman diomar miktas chag iko. Let's go through Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef. We're going to get messed up if we assume that Yom Tkufa Gomer, that the day of the Tkufa itself belongs to the previous Tkufa. It's not going to work out according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds kulei chag iko, right, that we need that the entire chag from the first day of Chol HaMoed has to fall in the new Tkufa. And therefore we're saying that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if Tkufas Tishrei would fall on the 17th, then we have a problem. But now what we're saying is that even if Tkufas Tishrei would fall on the 16th of the month,
it's not a problem.
What do you say?
You still have a problem.
You still have a problem. Why? Because then that day, which is going to be the 17th, right? Which is going to be let's put it this way. The 16th is going to be the Tkufas Tishrei is going to belong to Tkufas Tammuz if you hold that Yom Tkufa Gomer. And then the new Tkufa is going to fall on the 17th. So even in a case where Tkufas Tishrei coincides with the 16th of the month, which means that Tkufas Tishrei technically is going to begin on the 17th, that's not good, because then it means that Chol HaMoed, the first day of Chol HaMoed, was in Tkufas Tammuz, not in Tkufas Tishrei. V'loloman diyor b'miktas chag ika. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have a similar problem. Why? Because Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that we need that part of the days of Chol HaMoed have to fall in the new Tkufa. So therefore, let's take the case where Tkufas Tishrei is going to be Chal on the 21st of the month. Well, that's not good, because in such a case, although the 21st of the month is the last day of Chol HaMoed, which according to Rav Yossi is sufficient if it falls in Tkufas Tishrei, but that day, the 21st of the month, which is Tkufas Tishrei, is called Gomer, which means it completes the previous Tkufa, which is Tkufas Tammuz, and then according to the Halacha, Tkufas Tishrei will only be Chal on the 22nd. So that's not good.
It's taking a complicated matter, I think it was more complicated, it seems like.
Elo says the Gemara, Kasavri Yom Tkufa Maschil, that the day of the Tkufa itself is going to be the beginning of the new Tkufa. And that's going to be true both according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbi Yossi. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the Tkufa falls on the 16th of the month of Tishrei, that day itself is called Tkufas Tishrei, and therefore all of Chol HaMoed, the entire Chol HaMoed, would coincide with the new Tkufa, correct? Because the first day of Chol HaMoed is on the 16th of Tishrei. The 16th of Tishrei is the Tkufa, and that begins the new Tkufa of Tkufas Tishrei. Or, according to Rabbi Yossi, even in a case where the Tkufa falls on the 21st of the month of Tishrei, since that day itself is Tkufas Tishrei, we're holding Yom Tkufa Maschil, it begins the new Tkufa, so we have one day, which is the 21st of Tishrei, the last day of Chol HaMoed, which coincides with the new Tkufa. And all this is the statement of Shmuel. So we now have, according to Shmuel, a viable understanding of the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda about how to understand the pasuk Chag HaOsif Tkufa Sashana. Rabbi Yehuda wants all the days of Chol HaMoed in the new Tkufa. Rabbi Yossi suffices with one day, the last day of Chol HaMoed in the new Tkufa. And both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi hold that Yom Tkufa Maschil, that the beginning of the new Tkufa coincides with the beginning of the new Tkufa, or establishes the beginning of the new Tkufa. So that's what we have. And until this point, we're okay. Meisve, but we'll ask a question on Shmuel. Now, the question we're about to ask on Shmuel is a minor question, relatively. I mean, it's a question, but then we're going to immediately get to the major question on Shmuel. So, Meisve, we'll ask you the following question. Yom Tkufa Gomer Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Here Rabbi Yehuda goes on record explicitly as saying that Yom Tkufa Gomer. That's a problem. Because again, if we're going to say Yom Tkufa Gomer, then if Tkufas Tishrei falls on the 16th of the month, that means that Tkufas Tishrei is going to begin the 17th of the month. And according to the way the transmission of Shmuel in Rabbi Yehuda, if Tkufas Tishrei begins on the 17th of the month and the first day of Chol HaMoed belongs to Tkufas Tammuz, that's not viable. The next part of this braisa is okay. It says Rabbi Yossi Omer Yom Tkufa Maschil, that Yom Tkufa begins the new Tkufa, and that's okay, because then according to Rabbi Yossi, in a case where Tkufas Tishrei falls on the what day did we say that was, on the 21st of Tishrei, right? If the new Tkufa first falls on the 21st of Tishrei, which is the last day of Chol HaMoed, then you're okay. You don't need Ibur Shana, because then you have one day of Chol HaMoed in the new Tkufa. That's if you hold Tkufa Maschil. But now we're stuck with Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds Tkufa, according to his braisa, Tkufa Gomer. And if Tkufa Gomer, how could it be that when the Tkufa falls on the 16th of the month of Tishrei, how could it be that Rabbi Yehuda would say in such a case, it's okay, we don't need Ibur Shana, when the Tkufa actually doesn't begin on the 16th, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because he holds the Yom Tkufa Gomer, which means that the 16th belongs to the previous, to Tkufas Tammuz, which means that the first day of Chol HaMoed is in Tkufas Tammuz. That scenario should be enough to justify Ibur Shana. That's question number one on Shmuel. The Od Tanya. Okay, now Rabosu, we're about to embark on a pretty long and complicated Braisa. The Braisa presents no less than 5 different opinions in the Tanoim as to the relationship between Ibur Chodesh and Tkufa. I just want to add before we start this Braisa that I have a footnote here that sends us back to a Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. You may recall back on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis that the Braisa had enumerated 3 different reasons to justify Ibur Shana. One of them was Tkufa, but the others had to do with the Bishul, with the ripening of the Tvua, or the ripening of the Peros, which had to do Chag HaShavuos. And if you recall, the Gemara had established that you need 2 out of 3. Our sugya here that we're learning is trying to figure out when would Tkufa justify Ibur Shana, but it doesn't mean what you think it means. That simply because of Tkufa we're going to be Ma'abar the Shana, we need Tkufa plus another reason, whether it be the Tvua, whether it be the Peros. That's for those who were with me back on Daf Yud Aleph. I just want to remind you of that Gemara. Again, we're going to always have to face the music. Why isn't Tkufa in and of itself enough of a reason for Ibur Shana? If the Torah says Chag HaOsif, what does it say there? Chag HaOsif Tkufa HaShana. Okay, let's go through the 5 views of the Braisa, and hopefully by tomorrow we'll be able to analyze these 5 views. Vio Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. The first Tana, which is an anonymous Tana, we'll call him the Tanakama, he holds that when you ma'abra the Chodesh v'tkufa, ein ma'abra sashana, elin kein hoisa tkufa chasera rubo shal Chodesh, v'kavru shal Chodesh yisho sar yom. Rabbo say that's identical with, who remembers? With Shmuel. Okay, let's go back, I'm sorry, with Rabbi Yehuda's version, with Shmuel's version of Rabbi Yehuda. Let's go back to Yud Beis Amid Beis. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel, and now he's quoting Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, if somebody could keep his finger on the Gemara that we just read, the Braisa on Daf Yud Gimel, I'm going to read to you the Braisa on Daf.
Don't point to me.
No, I'm just pointing to this table over here. Okay, so who can do me a favor? Keep their finger on Daf Yud Gimel, what we just read now. Nobody?
The comma, I got it.
You have it? Yeah, okay, so I'm going to read to you Shmuel's version on Yud Beis Amid Beis of Rabbi Yehuda. He says, Ein ma'avir nesashanel en kein hoisa tkufa chasera rubo shel chodesh v'kama rubo shel chodesh shisha sar yom. Is there any discrepancy between what I just read and what you are reading on Daf Yud Gimel?
No,
it's verbatim. And yet this is the sheet of the Tanakhama, not the way Shmuel had it as the in his version, that was the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. On the contrary, the Braisa now continues by quoting Rabbi Yehuda, and it's a different version than that of Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, when are we ma'abra the Shana? That's only if Tkufas Tammuz was missing Shtei Yodos. What does that mean, Shtei Yodos? That's an ambiguous phrase. Shtei Yodos means Shnei Shlish, 2/3, Bechodesh, of the month of Tishrei. V'kamahein Shtei Yodos, Bechodesh, Esrim Yom. In other words, if we divide the number 30 into 3/3, then 20 out of 30 represents Shtei Yodos, which means 2 Chelkei, or 2 Shlish of a whole, 2/3 of a whole. So it means the following, according to Rabbi Yehuda, as transmitted by this Braisa, if the Tkufa falls on the 21st of the month of Tishrei, then we're going to have to be Ma'abar the Shana. That's not Shmuel. Shmuel says it all depends upon the 16th of Tishrei, whereas this version, right in his version of Rabbi Yehuda, and in this version in the Braisa of Rabbi Yehuda, it all depends on the 20th day of in other words, Basically, it means that Tammuz is extending until the 20th day, which means that the Tkufa of Tishrei would be on the 21st day of the month of Tishrei. And that's, you know, that's the Brisa, the name of Rabbi Yehuda. That's not Shmuel's version of Rabbi Yehuda. So that's Tana number 2 in this Brisa. Now we get to Tana number 3 in this Brisa. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mechashvin Shishasar Lifnei Pesach Ma'abrin. Okay, now we're going to already calculate the late day of the falling of the Tkufa. Again, when I say late, meaning vis-a-vis the lunar calendar, back in the Tkufa of Teves, which is the Tkufa before Pesach. What's the calendar date in the secular calendar? What do you say?
December
what?
But I think it's the 20th or the
21st. He wasn't sure whether it's the 20th or the 21st. I guess it shifts from year to year. Okay, on that date, we're already calculating the Tkuf of Teves. And what it says here, according to Rabbi Yossi, is that if the Tkufas HaTeves is off, meaning it's delayed, in quotation marks, right? Shisha Saryom, 16 days into the month of Nisan. Right? So Nisan should have been, so to speak, in theory, in an ideal world, should have been the transition between Tkufas Teves and Tkufas Tammuz, but Tkufas Teves was delayed by 16 days, which means that Tkufas, I said Tammuz, my mistake, but Tkufas Nisan is going to begin on the 17th of the month. That's enough to be Ma'abra the Shana. How do we know that if Tkufas Nisan is going to begin on the 17th of the month, we already have justification for being Ma'abra the Shana? So I'm going to read to you a few words here in the Hebrew. He says, Me'akash alafi cheshbin zeh asida Tkufas Tishrei. We can already calculate that Tkufas Tishrei is going to be Chal on the 22nd of the month of Tishrei. Now this is good news for Shmuel, because if we go back to Shmuel's version of Rabbi Yossi, which was here on the top of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, so he says that if Tkufas Tishrei is going to fall on the 22nd of Tishrei, then we have to be Ma'abra the Shana. Correct? Because that's already what you call Shmini Atzeres. That's already after the last day of Chol HaMoed. But it's fascinating that somehow, once we know that Kufas Teves has entered into the month of Nisan by as much as 16 days, which means that Kufas Nisan is going to begin on the 17th of the month, we already know that the delay in Tkufas Tishrei is going to be all the way to the 22nd of the month of Tishrei. And here he has a long note based on Rashi and Tosus to figure out how we know so far in advance that it's going to be the 22nd of Tishrei. He says, Kol Tkufa Arka Tishin V'Echad Yom. Every Tkufa is 91 days long. V'nimtza Shetkufas Nisan Utkufas Tammuz Archon Mea Shmonim Ushnaim Yom. So if you multiply 91 times 2, you end up with 182. Umisha Timnem Yud Zayin Nisan. Let's calculate from the 17th of Nisan 182 days, right? So that means 91 days for Tkufas Nisan and another 91 days for Tkufas Tammuz, all told 182 days. Mistaimim him, what date in the calendar if you started on the 17th of Nisan, would be the date for Tkufas Tishrei, would be on the 21st of Tishrei. So 182 days. Next time somebody asks you, what calendar date would come 182 days after the 17th of Nisan, without blinking, you'll tell them it's the 21st of Tishrei. Will you not? Could somebody write that down? Again, 182 days from the 17th of Nisan is the 21st of Tishrei. Nimtzah shetkufas Tishrei taskil bechof beis lechodesh. You know, even if you say tkufa maskil, it means that the new tkufa is going to start on the 22nd. And even though Rav Yossi himself says Yom Tkufa Maschil, that we saw in the Braisa, but there won't even be one single day of Chol HaMoed in the Tkufa of Tishrei, therefore we need Ibur Shana. This is based on Rashi, but there's Tosis, Ibur Maschil Taz, Ted Zayin, which is on the bottom of the Amud, and he has scenarios in which there are possibilities that even if Tkufas Tishrei, if Tkufas Nisha will be on the 16th of the month of Nisan, we'd still be able to calculate that Tkufas Tishrei is on the 22nd of the month of Tishrei. And we'll have to see that another day. Let's just quickly read to the end of the Braisa. And now we're up to the third sheet in the Braisa. Just 1 second. 1, 2, 3. The fourth sheet in the Braisa. Sorry, Reb Shimon Omer. Af shisha soyom lifnei hachag ma'abrin. Meaning, even if Tkufas Tammuz is delayed to the 16th day, which means that Tkufas Tishrei is going to fall on the 17th day of the month of Tishrei, we need Ibur Shana, because he also agrees that we need that all the days of Chol HaMoed should be in Tishrei, which basically Reb Shimon is repeating what we saw in the Tanakhama of this price, or what we saw in Shmuel in the name of Reb Yehuda. So we don't know why this price has to add Reb Shimon. And finally, the fifth opinion in this price is Acherim Omrim. Others say that Mi'uto, that if the Tkufa of Tammuz is delayed even by less than half of the month, that too is justification for Ibur Shana Mekama Mi'uto Arba Saryom. So if the Tkufa is going to fall on the 15th of the month of Tishrei, then we're going to have to do Ibur Shana. We have no clue what the Acherim are based on, what is the logic, and the Gemara later on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis is going to take this up. After this whole Braisa, which has a version of Rabbi Yehuda that contradicts the version of Shmuel, the Gemara ends up with the word Kasha, and we don't have a way of reconciling this Braisa with Shmuel. Now again, you could always ask why the Gemara says Kasha and not Tyufta, and the answer is because the Gemara has the possibility of a different Girsa, that it wasn't Shmuel, it was Rav. And with regard to Rav, we have a principle called Rav Tanahu Upolik, that Rav has the status of a Tana, so you can't ask a kash on Rav from a Bryce. Okay then? So wish everyone a great day. Tomorrow we'll get together with Hashem at the same time. And then from Tuesday to Tuesday, I'll be away, and then we'll pick it up from Mirtz Hashem on the 28th, Wednesday the 28th of August, Lim Minyan.
How many days in a lunar calendar, though? 354, isn't it?
So for that, we had a footnote. Does anybody have that photocopy of the footnote that goes through all these calculations?
354, 365.
Yeah, so how can there be 91 days in each tekufa of a...
It's not really 91 and a quarter.
Here, do me a favor if you can.
That's why we have a leap year in English.
I understand in English, but no,
if
I'm trying
can,
to reconcile
take a look at this footnote.
Correct, I get that.
See what you can figure out. If you want, I can expand the print.
No, that's fine. I'll just take a picture of this.